Good evening. Welcome to our Wednesday service. We may have a beautiful time of exploration together. Hopefully not too far out on a limb. And gonna start with a beautiful prayer from Cease. So welcome, Cease. Please bring us in the spirit of sacredness and devotion and gratitude. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Oren. Hi, everybody. Let's I'll invite everybody to just close your eyes and go within. Let's go within to that quiet place at the very center of our being. And simply allow ourselves to tune in, to tune into that infinite presence that is closer to all of us than our own breath. The Heavenly Father, the Divine Mother of all that is right here and now expressing in and through and as each of us. And I know that here in this moment, as we open our hearts to this power, to this love, something wonderful happens in this. I know that it sanctifies our time together, this love that is moving here and now in this moment. Present in these words, present at the center of each of us. The blessings of our lives are coming to focus here and now as Thanksgiving approaches for many of us. Let our hearts open to the gifts of this life now and feel the joy. Feel the wonder and the perfection of this life with all of its challenges, with all of its difficult circumstances. At the center is this love, this peace, this joy, this perfection of life itself. And so I just bless this time this evening and know that it is rich in substance, beauty, and love. And so it is. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cease. Thank you for that beautiful opening prayer. So this evening, I'm going to attempt to bring together some of our recent experiences and teachings and some quotes from the Pulse and some quotes from the Third Sacred School. But I'm going to see if I can speak of it in terms of spiritual government. This is a topic that to me, encapsulates so much of what it is that is that we're moving towards, and that we have the opportunity to demonstrate the power of in our collective radiance. So we are on the eve of Thanksgiving, and as we open up our hearts to that spirit of gratitude and feel the goldenness of what moves from and radiates from the heart when gratitude enters in. There's a deep knowing that the more the heart emanates that spirit of gratitude, the more that comes that there is to be grateful for. And that's true no matter what it is that we allow the heart to emanate. So this is just one simple example of spiritual government. And I think with our season here in the United States of what's happening, the idea of reclaiming our power of governance in something that emerges from within, something that emerges from our primal spirituality and flows out into existence, is very empowering. And I hope we can capture some of that this evening. So let's see what happens here. So in our community session today, we spoke about what it is that we are going to be focusing this year. So here's just a small part of it. This is a year of collective radiance. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to really do the work of what it means to be emissaries of divine light and to fulfill our mission. So I'm just going to read this. Today, the trustees met with Sunrise Ranch Executive Group, Services Team, and Council to declare that this is a year of radiation to the world. It is a year of activation and unified radiation. Our time has come. I declare that the time is now for the divine to enter into the human world because we are here. The days of waiting are over. The time of activation has come. In this field, emissaries of divine light, this year will be a time of rolling activation, moving through layers of people who are with us. This will build through the year. But for me and for any who care to share this attitude with me, I am activated now. I am on. I am not waiting. I am in victory now. The spirit of victory fills me. It is my watch cry. And you? Ignite the Shekinah fire on the watchtowers. Let the light that glows shine from every lighthouse. This is the day. I'm so excited about our declaration of our year of collective radiance. And to me, with the idea of the vibrational arc, the reality of the tone, like in cymatics, organizing all of creation reorganizes itself around a tone. So from this tone that we're setting for the year of our collective radiance, there's tremendous power that we have to really discover what is our place in the world as emissaries of divine light. What is our purpose as emissaries of divine light? And the governance that is set by igniting the Shekinah fire on the watchtowers is real and it's powerful. Also recently, I spoke about a baptism by fire, and see if we can just hear this in terms of spiritual governance. That level of collective radiation is a baptism by fire for us as a body. That baptism is meant to become a permanent state of a new level of our collective radiation. In this time, I could feel our function as a collective Christ consciousness begin to emerge. There is a new consistency to the flow of spiritual energy between us. We can stabilize in this new level of our relationships, this new level of our access to divine mind, this new level of our collective prayer for the fulfillment of our mission. As we do, we restore the soul of humanity in each moment of our togetherness. As we open up to this new level of our radiation, a governance over our capacities, our relationships, and our expression is set in the heaven. So setting the new in the heaven first in the invisible realm is absolutely essential for the new of what's coming. So here's a quick quote from Martin on spiritual government. This is from May of 1980. So we share the responsibility of government in this way, extending spiritual government to all people to the extent that the Spirit of Truth fathers all that we think, say, and do. So there is the opportunity of either being polarized downward or polarized upward, something of the upward polarity, so that the possibility of spiritual government might be present, a government for which in that polarity we would be absolutely responsible. Human beings try to impose a government of some kind in the human nature state, some aspects of which are deemed to be good and some aspects of which are deemed to be evil. But we are not concerned with that, rather with the heavenly government, something that has been virtually unknown in the experience of human beings. So with our intention of this year of being a year of collective radiance, I truly believe that we will find our true center, our true spiritual power, and come to a place where we can realize and demonstrate what this means. This quote is from last week's Pulse of Spirit, the Attunement Evocation. And there was something in here that just really grabbed me, and I'm hoping to explore it a little more together. So I'm suggesting here that spiritual government is evocation. So here's the quote from the Pulse. We boldly confess for ourselves and for all human beings that we have this regenerative power latent within us, waiting to be unleashed into this field. Our sleep is over as humankind, and we call to this latent power of the highest love to come into our field. Do your perfect work. We are instruments of you. Come through this heart, shattering my smallness. Love us collectively. Change us collectively. Shape us. Grow us. Develop us. Evolve us. Teach us. We are open. Bring us the wisdom of oneness, the wisdom of knowing we are one family of the world. Let us see in the light of your love the unfolding pattern of creation all around, and let us be instruments of that unfolding pattern. Oh, God, I love this. So the part of this that I have underlined here is the part that really grabbed a hold of my heart, and I'm seeing the reality of it really in each moment. Come through this heart, O divine, shattering my smallness. There's such a beautiful paradox and a play of what David might call the vastness and the nearness of the divine in this statement. We're in each moment we are existing both in our vastness and in our smallness. But yet when spiritual government is active and in effect, as in this quote was Martin was saying, when we're polarized upward in spiritual government, there's this reality of the vastness that comes through and shattering of the smallness. And there's so many ways that this can be experienced and known. One example for me is whenever I notice something of the human nature, like Martin's quote here was referring to, when humans try to impose government from the human nature state, it's subject to the polarity of good and evil. But when we come into our true polarity with the divine, then there's something of of the personality, something of the human nature state that becomes transcended, not discarded, not pushed down, not suppressed, but included and transcended. And the act of shattering in this regard is, to me, the restoration. When what separates us no longer, let's just keep it from within, right? So what separates us from our divine source is no longer a dividing line of separation, and it doesn't exist to separate. Then there's unity, and spiritual government and the polarity of spiritual government is active. So my meditation is oftentimes when I'm noticing things of the human nature come up in me, I'm asking my heart, you know, is there someone here? Is there a someone here feeling this? Is there a someone here knowing this? Is there a someone here with a story? Is there a someone speaking? Is there a someone listening? Or is it the one speaking and listening? That oneness of divine being that is present and communing on the basis of love. We can see this paradox of the vastness and the nearness of the divine in simple inquiries like this. So I've been really enjoying playing with this, come through this heart, shattering my smallness. So I ask of you, when you experience the vastness of the divine in spiritual governance, maybe you might not use that word, what is it like for you to reorient a sense of smallness in the presence of such vastness? So in a little bit, we're going to go into small groups and talk about this question. So just give it a little bit of thought while we move on here. So this is an expression from a poem of mine called Beingness Descending. And to me, this relates very much to spiritual governance. It was intended to be written as a poem. And these are just my own expressions. So it may or may not resonate with you, but just see where this goes for you. Consciousness can't integrate into form. From this perspective, consciousness and form don't mix because consciousness remakes form from its ever new level. When truth enters the body, when being enters the self, when consciousness enters form, when love enters this us, when seeing enters power, when knowing enters awareness, when sound enters space, when oneness enters two-ness, integration is penetration, openness, letting go, being made new, world made new, nothing to hold on to except the knowing of the knower. That nothing to hold on to me relates to this come through this heart, shattering my smallness. So if there's anything to hold on to, that's really something of smallness. So nothing to hold on to in this newness of consciousness entering form, nothing to hold on to except the knowing of the knower. That's the same as saying the knowing of the vastness, the knowing of divine being, the knowing of primal spirituality that is present here and now. Consciousness can't integrate into form because it remakes it from its ever new level. And of course, this brings to mind like quantum physics, right? Where the presence of the observer without any action, the presence of the observer just by being present and observing changes the field. So this is, to me, an example of spiritual governance. This is a short video of a poem of authenticity that was shared on Sunday, but Roshana did such a great job on this. Jim did such a great job on this. And there's really something in here that touches on spiritual government, where authenticity and the presence of the divine having governance over our expression, governance over our capacities, governance in our relationships. So I just want to play this one more time for you here. It's just a few minutes. The words are visual, so to see the poem, you'll have to look at it. There won't be any words spoken. So just consider this to be an open-eyed meditation here for just a few minutes here. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that. So we're going to get into some small groups of three or four, and we're going to consider this question. What happens for you when divine being, true presence, and I'm putting this in quotes because I'm using David's words from the Pulse, okay? What happens for you when divine being, true presence, comes through this heart, shattering my smallness, okay? What happens for you when divine being, true presence, comes through this heart, shattering my smallness? So we're gonna go into small groups. It'll be 12 minutes. And please listen deeply to each other and share the time equally if you can. Thank you so much. Hi guys, welcome back. That was wonderful sharing in our group. I hope that was true for you as well. So now we have a chance to bring forth any reflections from our small groups, any expansion on anything that may have touched you somewhere. Where is this going for you? What is it opening for you? So this is our opportunity to share as a large group now. So please come forward and with your reflections. Thank you so much.
So Oren, for me, the quality that came or experience that came most immediately to mind was the experience of compassion, of seeing friends and asking myself, like, how can I help? How can I make a difference? How can I uplift, inspire? How can I comfort and reassure? And that comes with being a witness to somebody else's human experience and realizing that we all have, you know, ultimate responsibility for our own experience, but still just noticing that it's not easy being a human being, and it gets easier when we help each other, you know, when we offer some surround, when we think and are thoughtful about what would be of assistance and then do our best to offer it. And like seeing somebody else hurting, like who couldn't reach out and help? You know, I guess that does happen. You got to be pretty cold-hearted, I think. And so to me, touching the divine through the heart, it evokes compassion.
Thank you, David. For me, the idea of surrender like comes in, and being willing to surrender, it's sometimes realizing that I am being resistant and that I'm just sticking myself in these situations that are almost kind of festering and kind of being stubborn. I have to check myself, say, okay, what's more important, being right, never forgetting this thing that this person did to me? Or is it more important to surrender here and trust that there's something higher moving through? The surrender and trust.
John Flood was in my group, and he shared a story about the bigness within. And when you talk about the shattering of the smallness, the vision that comes to me is this, almost like the Green Giant or the Hulk, you know, breaking through the smallness and shattering that, but allowing the bigness that is within to come through. And John, I'm sorry if I'm stepping on your toes, but you can certainly add to that. I thought that was appropriate.
I think it's an old story. The bigness of the fellow within was the name of the story. So just, I think it's a favorite of some of the people who have been around a while.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's the deep sense of peace, because when I've let go of the smallness, then the borders of where I end and where you begin are totally blurred. And I feel such a deep sense of peace and a sense of oneness, and a vastness beyond any vastness that I could have imagined before. But through that all, this deep, 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 beautiful sense of peace and just oneness and appreciation and gratefulness for it all is just there.
I loved what the slides and the music and the poetry evoked through my heart, and how that really shattered that smallness, and I found myself expanding into a much larger, brilliant, flowing place of grace and expansion where all things are possible. So I appreciated the small group experience, and I appreciated your presentation, which led to that opening of the heart. Thank you, Oren.
Putting aside the content of the experience for a moment and dwelling on the experience of being with two great friends, Gary and Dennis, there was a sense of three hearts are greater than one rather than three heads, and a sense of Trinity, a sense of unity, that whatever we had talked about, there was timelessness and eternity and each other as brothers, a men's group within a men's group, within a service. And that of itself had great power. These men are so great. My own personal experience is that death recedes, time recedes, all the things that humans are concerned about. And instead of asking, what's the next thing for me? It's who's the next person to bless, or what's the next event? And usually that becomes revealed through an email or a call or through something in consciousness that there's the next thing to bless rather than the next thing to get.
When people ask me what's important to me, I always say freedom. And my experience when I'm centered in my communication with God, I'm reminded that every soul is on their own path. And for me to judge or for me to condemn or me to think that they should be otherwise, I'm not allowing them that same freedom to be who they are. And that's why God gave us individual thumbprints, like little crop circles are all different, because there's a slight difference in our vibration. And so for me, always, I try, when I feel that centering, I remember to let everyone be free. This is quite the journey, and we're all brave souls to have come here and to be here at this time. So, yeah, I appreciate everything that everyone is saying. Thank you so much.
I was just thinking what David said sometime of the internet. In this experience that all of us are sharing, it is really to allow that internet to be connected. And it's in that space we can be a blessing, we can provide love, we can provide, and to be fulfilled, because we are allowing what is divine to be expressed in ourselves to a larger whole, which we are already a part. Thank you.
One of the themes of our group was allowing, accepting, knowing this small self, like really accepting the experience of the one who's hurt or wounded and struggling with whatever is happening in life. And that's the doorway of that love and that acceptance, and bringing that part of ourself to the greatness of our light, of our spirit, of our soul. And that you can't bypass, you can't go around the places where you feel hurt or broken, to get to that wholeness and that oneness. And that's very important piece to the puzzle is accepting the whole of it, light and dark. Thank you.
The word shattering was an interesting word. I heard various ones in our group talking about really a transformational experience where what was small becomes larger, or what has been limited and just in front of oneself or personal becomes a cosmic, a vast realm. So shattering, yes, maybe one personally has to deal with a shattering, but maybe with our experience of surrendering, maybe it's more of a meltdown and a transformation that's happening as we become one in identity with this powerful expression coming through. There's a transformation from being little in oneself, being vast and large, and using all one's parts to be much larger than one ever was.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was told when I entered this program clear back in 1970, that every little thing I did opened up into a vast world, that I was in fact in command of a whole world. And I still feel that, well, even in the mailroom now, when I'm doing work there, I feel that I'm in contact with every mailroom in the world, every post office in the world. And what I do in the mailroom, I do it with integrity and with the qualities of divine character. I am offering spiritual expression, spiritual government into that vast world. So what an opportunity every moment provides to bring that blessing, shatter any sense of smallness that we have of ourselves, and to open ourselves up to that majestic world for which we are responsible.
That's a wonderful example of the shattering, Jerry. Beautiful, in your own direct experience. I think we can get away from the idea that something that looks small is small, or something that looks grand and huge is grand and huge. It may not be at all. The small may be much larger than what we see as large. So wonderful shattering.
The theme in our group seemed to be that this spirit coming through the heart was an expansive experience where the small just didn't quite seem to matter so much anymore. The fears weren't there. The thoughts stop, the stillness comes on, and the state of beingness just kind of takes you over. And the beauty of the experience is just really hard to put into words. But it was wonderful being in a group where each of us had had that experience, and we could talk about it in such a way as we understood each other. And that doesn't happen in too many places.
Thank you, Jewel. It occurs to me that these words can be played with a bit, as you were just saying, smallness and largeness, that here are many of us with isolation as a result of this pandemic. So as our world has gotten smaller, I'm now experiencing, sitting at my desk in my office, the largeness of the planet, because I'm looking at an international sea of faces on my screen. So how we see these things really matters. I appreciate Jerry's perspective, and not Jerry's perspective, Jerry's articulation of what I know to be true, which when we handle things with integrity and sacredness, it is magnified big time into the world. And if any of you didn't have a chance to listen to President-elect Biden's speech today, he talked a bit about this, like handling what's happening for Thanksgiving tomorrow, knowing it's an opportunity to be thankful that we actually have a life to live. I mean, he was so beautifully inviting. He said, you know, this might sound cliche, but he said, love is the most powerful tool we have. And that's pretty large. That's not a small vision. So these words can be, you can change your perspective just by thinking differently.
Thank you, guys. Can really feel the presence of the divine in the heart as we're sharing in this way. Can feel the shift in the perspective of the small contained within the large. Like when we are initiating, we're venturing into this journey of collective radiation this year. So what does that mean? Does that mean we're this tiny little body and we're going to send out our rays like the sun out into this creation? It's like there's like this imagery of smallness radiating out if we're looking at it from that perspective. But if we are starting from the point of spiritual governance, then what we are is containing all of that. And we are radiating within to the all. I don't know if you catch that. So this is, to me, the experience of divine mind and the experience of I am that I am as we come into this reality together. So we're at the bottom of the hour now. So I'd like to end with a time of unified radiation. So if we could see your hands somewhere. Let's see your hands. Show us your hands, these rays of light from our fingertips and through our eyes. And I'm going to play a piece of music of I Am That I Am that some of us performed some time back. And this song speaks of our longing for the spirit of pure love to enfold the world. This is, to me, the longing behind our prayer of collective radiation this year. And the knowing of I am that I am. So let us deeply radiate to all of the essences and contact points that we touched on this evening as we share in this bit of music together.
The light and love vibration. creation. Angels of light are calling you to awaken. Angels of light are calling you to awaken. Angels of light are calling you to awaken. I am that I am. We are.
Well, thank you. I hope we caught some of the essence of the musicality of that moment, and just really relishing in the current of what we are radiating, knowing that the spirit polarity of spiritual governance is present, unifying, penetrating, and all of creation is contained within its glow. So may our coming year of collective radiance truly bear these fruits and come to know the reality of this in our expression and in the fulfillment of our mission. So thank you guys so much for your time tonight. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful holiday. Overflowing gratitude. Thank you guys.
Beautiful, Oren.
Thank you, Oren.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you, Oren. Blessings to everyone.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Bon anniversaire. Yes. See you tomorrow. Thanksgiving. Yes.
JJ, give me some drink.
Hello, Samuel, Sarah.
Hello,
Gary.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ruth.
Hello.